Yeah, to those of you keeping track at home, it's been 20 days for a lot of us since we've seen a drop of rain. They're talking about a chance on Sunday, a better chance early next week. Perhaps that helps dissipate some of this haze. I'm not a meteorologist. I do try to play one, but something to keep an eye on for sure. This is something to keep an eye on, and Marie Osborne is all over it. The Michigan legislature is considering a proposal to update hate crime legislation for the first time in 35 years, and it comes just as the FBI has published data that shows an unmistakable pattern, in quotes, of reported hate crime spiking during presidential elections. As mentioned, WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne takes a closer look at the legislation and why many believe it's long overdue. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Sean. Michigan was fifth in the nation in the number of reported anti-Semitic incidents in 2021, fourth for white supremacist propaganda. That was in 2022. And this is all according to the Anti-Defamation League. And of course, we all remember that the FBI arrested 13 men suspected of wanting to hatch a domestic terror plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer because they disagreed with her handling of the pandemic. The FBI says they wanted to kill her and then overthrow the state government. Andy Arena is the executive director of the Detroit Crime Commission. He sums up the rise of hate in our community this way.
Just a general lack of civility in the country. There is so much anger and so much angst, you know, along the political spectrum.
Why is being uncivil or even making a threat a hate crime? Here's Democrat State Representative Noah Arbit.
Hate violence is treated differently under the law because it's terroristic in nature. There's never just one victim of a hate crime. There's an entire community that's victimized, too.
He has introduced legislation that would enact the Michigan Hate Crime Act and the Institutional Desecration Act, update sentencing guidelines to make it easier to prosecute individuals who target others for their ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender identity, age, or disability. This week, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel and Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy both testified in favor of this legislation. Here's Kim Worthy.
You feel very bad for weeks on end when you look at someone who's been terribly brutalized, someone who is scared, someone who's been the victim of a hate crime, and you look them in the face and tell you, because of Michigan's law, there's nothing I can do for you.
And without expense.
And we have to live with that. These bills will help us with that.
Without expanding charging guidelines that would allow prosecutors to attribute hate crime penalties to offenses, in the past, prosecutors had to charge under sometimes inappropriate penalties that didn't serve as deterrents. And as for deterring behavior, Jason Plotkin is the executive director of Temple Israel in West Bloomfield. He says not giving extremist groups oxygen is paramount. He says that when they are named in the media or social media, that emboldens their messaging.
It really heightens their messaging. They'll get more hits on their website. Maybe there's a copycat incident because someone was like, look, this got attention.
Andy Arena says reporting hate speech and hate groups is critical.
So you really got to be looking at all of the hate speech, the hate crimes, the hate-driven organizations that are out there across the board. Really, the key is at what point do their actions cross the line from protected free speech to a hate crime?
Critics have said that this law is too vague and it would infringe on free speech rights. And Sean, lawmakers on Tuesday did not vote on moving this legislation out of committee. Representative Arbit says that the bills should be voted out of committee on the 13th of this month. He anticipates voting them out of the House the week of June 20th.
You know, Marie, I don't want to make this sound like I am taking a shot at our friends from the FBI. I hope that they understand the context in which I'm saying this, but I didn't need their report to see how crazy people get as the elections are coming. All one has to do is spend any amount of time on social media. And it, quite frankly, it drives a lot of us off social media, or at least to limit it. Something happens as we draw nearer to these elections. There is no two ways about that. And in your story, you made reference to that. It is, I don't know, for lack of a better term, it's crazy time. It really is some of the stuff that gets thrown out there.
You're so right, Sean. I absolutely agree with you. I see it as well. And isn't it interesting that Jason Plotkin of Temple Israel says that when these groups get a post or a share on social media, or maybe even on news reports, they might do a story on some of this stuff. It actually emboldens them instead of, instead of being ashamed of your behavior. These groups take that as an endorsement to continue on. So it's a very frightening situation. And we are going into obviously a big election cycle here in the next year and a half here in the United States. And this is certainly disconcerting news.
You know, it really is the perfect storm, because you have, people at the far ends, if you will, of both sides that absolutely positively think that they are right and they are doing what's in the best interest of the country, no matter how warped it is. And so we really have the perfect storm of circumstances, and it's easy for them to point the finger at the other side, and it's all those people on the far left and all those people on the far right. Nah, you guys at the extreme, you're all crazy. I mean, really, that's where we're at right now. And I think when both sides think they're right and the other people are crazy, it's the perfect storm of seeing, unfortunately, a lot of these situations pop up. It's downright frightening.
Absolutely. And Andy Arenas said, it's okay for all of us to disagree. That's perfectly good, perfectly fine, perfectly okay to talk about it. But when it goes into that area of a threat or hate speech, and we all know what it is, then that's a problem.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on that. Thank you, as always, Marie.
Thank you, Sean.
Lots to come this morning. Don't you go anywhere. Yeah, we'll have some conversations about this air quality and what it might mean for you. In the meantime, news coming up at the top of the hour. So glad you could join us. Paul W. Smith Show, 760 WJR.